Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Tessie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we are sisters-in-law. On this podcast, we interview everyday women, most of whom you've never heard, that are doing interesting things on top of being moms. Motherhood is one of those spaces women sometimes occupy that face tremendous pressure to be and do multiple things and do them well all the time. This podcast isn't here to make you feel like you need to be more than mom. It's just here to remind you that you already are more than mom. We encourage you to embrace all facets of who you are, and we remind you that you are capable of so much love and so much compassion.
That's right. Today, we're soaking up the sun and the season of summer, and we're talking about the grand adventure of life. In fact, we'll discuss domestic and international adventures that you might take with your family as we discuss the fun of traveling with kids and the practicalities of traveling on a budget. But first, let's hear a review. We are so grateful for the reviews that have been left. This is really important because it helps us reach new moms that might need a little bit of encouragement or a little bit of fun or just a sense of community in their day. So let's hear one that was left recently from B and Joe. The review is titled Poignant with a Bit of Sass.
Which, oh my gosh.
Yeah, this won't surprise yes. my mom at all.
The sass or anyone factor. Who knows us.
No. So she or he says, in combining their talents in communication with their thirst for what makes life meaningful, Leslie and Tessie have created a space where individuals can share her or his unique story and experiences. You will undoubtedly laugh, you may cry, you will definitely have the opportunity to glean wisdom from others and enrich your own life.
Oh,
so thank you.
That.
Thank you so much for that review. That is exactly what we hope to do.
Yeah. You're right. And always with just a fair amount of sass.
That's right. Just enough sass and a whole lot of wisdom and love.
Maybe. Maybe
lucky,
a little a wisdom
day.
And a lot of love.
On our best day. So, Tessie, today we're talking about why it's great to travel with kids.
Which is really funny because on an episode, you talk about loving traveling with kids, and I'm like, meh.
I know. I know. And the whole time I was thinking about this episode, I was like, you know, I'm going to convince Tessie that she should take her kids everywhere. This is like the best idea I think I've ever had.
That's never happening, but I can't wait to hear you try.
So Jake and I, as you know, we love to travel, and we have really enjoyed letting our kids be part of the adventure. We do still relish weekends away by ourselves, so don't get me wrong. I do think that's really important. If you and Zach need to get away without kids sometimes, I understand that. But while we're parents, Jake and I, we just love to be able to adventure with our kids. So I kind of just want to talk about why I think it's great to travel with kids. It's something that a lot of people love, and a lot of people, if they're able, do.
Yeah, I actually really do love taking family trips, but I love just Zach and me trips too. So, like, you remember you brought the kids, well, at that time it was just Oliver and Eli, to our brother-in-law getting married to Mexico. You brought them, and we did not bring our three. That's one of those where
true.
I'm just like, no, mama is reading a lot of books and she's going to be sitting by the beach or the pool. And you guys brought your adorable children.
It's true. And that is a great example of the different styles that we share.
Describe one of the reasons you love taking them everywhere.
Okay. So I love just that sense of wonder and delight that kids bring when they travel. So sometimes I feel like we're kind of old and jaded in our perspective, in that really in everything we do, we could use a fresh breath of air. Mm-hmm. So an example of this is we rented an apartment on the Upper West Side of New York City a few summers ago, and we took the kids, all three of them. I think they were 9, 6, and 3 at the time. We rented a tiny one-bedroom apartment, and we basically just wanted to soak up the city for a couple of weeks. And Jake and I have been to New York many times. I'm kind of obsessed with the city, actually. So seeing things like Times Square and the Statue of Liberty are kind of, those wouldn't be at the top of our list, or we'd be like, oh, you know, we've been there, done that.
Tourists.
I know, exactly, tourists. But when you have your kids, like, it kind of brings that thrill back to life, and it makes you just really appreciate just the wonder that a lot of these things can be.
So I think
that's one of the best reasons, is that they just bring this fresh perspective, these fresh eyes, and this amazing sense of wonder. It helps me kind of hold on to the wonder that I want to have.
I agree with you. That is a great point. But also, I went to New York City by myself to visit our other sister-in-law, Kate, and we drank wine on her deck every night, and we ate delicious meals. I'm only kind of kidding. We didn't do the Statue of Liberty, but you're right. Seeing all of those kind of landmarks, and really just the lights and the hustle and bustle of a bigger city is so fun mm-hmm. to see through a kid's eyes. You're right.
It's true. And, you know, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but just being able to travel with your kids and still enjoy nights with wine, like, we do always do Airbnb or Home Away or things like that, so that we can have some separation and still, obviously, we're not going to leave them and then go out to a restaurant, but we do enjoy
adult
time in a new setting. Another reason that I love traveling with the kids is that they slow you down in a really good way. And maybe some people are better at this than others, even when you are just traveling alone or with a friend or a spouse. But when we travel by ourselves, we try to do everything. This is my husband's thing, and I appreciate him for it. It's like, we're going to see it all. If we're in Rome for 2 days, we're not sleeping.
That is so me.
You're right. That's you. And I think Zach's more like me. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to linger. I could be happy going to a new city and really never getting out of the chair of a cafe. Like, I just want to sit and soak it up. And when you're traveling with kids, you really do have to take a slower pace. Like, it's impossible to buzz around like you would if you were with just adults. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of questions and strange looks when we took 3-year-old Eli and 5-year-old Oliver with us to Paris. We'd never been to Paris before. Paris is a city for lovers. And we dragged our kids with us, which a lot of people thought was really crazy. But it fit my desire to just kind of slow down. We had a great time kind of sitting in parks. And there's really, I don't know, I don't think I can think of a better memory than seeing, you know, Eli sitting in this neighborhood park in the middle of a Paris neighborhood eating pain au chocolat. I mean, it was incredible. And again, back to that wonder, like hearing your 5-year-old gasp as he walks through the entrance of the Sainte-Chapelle and sees stained glass windows everywhere. I mean, just that wonder and the time that we took to explore these things, I will never forget these things as long as I live.
I totally understand that, but I actually felt the collective, like, what? With everybody who has a 3-year-old currently or has had it in the not-so-distant future, when you talked about, like, just sitting and admiring your 3-year-old. 3-year-olds just never sit still. But
when you give them bread and chocolate, they will sit still.
Like, that is true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And, you know, we really did. We kind of defended that trip a little bit because people are like, why would you spend the money on a plane ticket for a trip? Like, your 3-year-old's probably not going to remember that trip. But again, I stand by the decision. I think that hopefully it'll kind of just become like a part of the fabric of who they are. And someday they're going to tell their friends, like, my parents were crazy people and they dragged us to France when, you know, I was 3 years old. Like, who does that, you know? But I want to do that. I want to be that crazy person.
I was certainly one of those that was like, what is wrong with you guys? I appreciated it when you brought back the idea of the chocolate and bread, though. We all sat in a park and you brought some chocolate and bread, and I did love that.
Yeah, you're welcome for that.
Thanks.
So another reason why I love traveling with kids is because I truly believe that these experiences will shape their brains forever. I'm still hearing stories about what we did on these trips, or, you know, even if Eli doesn't really remember actually being in Paris, like, he loves to fabricate memories, mm-hmm. whether or not they're true, like, their brains have been shaped so that they can envision themselves there. And again, you can do this, you can read books, you can watch movies, you can do these things without really going there, I think. But if you're able, I say do it. I love listening to them hear about the people that we've met. I die when I hear them uttering something like in Swahili. I mean, I just look at my kids with such wonder when they're able to do this. And another thing is the people, again, I'll hear them sprinkle these names of people that they've met into their nightly prayers. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. It's really tangible when you travel with your kids, for your kids to understand that the world is huge, mm-hmm. and that they're a connected part of it.
Well, and I think the biggest thing that has come from traveling with our kids, whether you're traveling, you know, like we did to Ethiopia this past November as a family, or even when we went to Disney World, because there are people from all over the world congregating there too, mm-hmm. but they hear different languages being spoken, they smell different and see different foods being eaten. And really, I think it's so incredible, because at a time right now when, you know, politics are like making headlines constantly, it's not obscure to them. You know, mm-hmm. like just hearing people from Syria, it's not obscure. Like, there's just this random country. They can picture people from a different country and what that looks like, right? And so it makes the world both huge, like, wow, there's this whole big place to explore, but also tiny. Oh, I've seen people like that, and I know and see their humanity too, which is my favorite part of traveling with kids.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you can travel to, like, if you live in any sort of metropolis, I think you know that there are probably pockets of your town or your city that are more diverse than others. And you can frequent those places too to try to get that exposure without having to get on an airplane. I think about my favorite coffee shop in Iowa City is called the Java House. And, you know, we will go there every once in a while very intentionally, because probably my kids are going to hear someone speaking a different language mm-hmm. there. So we can expose our kids to the world in 1,000 different ways. But again, I am all for taking them with you when you adventure out of the country or out of your state or out of your city.
Yeah.
I think one more reason that travel is great with kids is because it's a physical and an emotional journey, even for their little brains. So they really do get to see that not everyone lives like us. You can see that a state over, you can see it across the country, you can see it on another continent. It's amazing for kids, I think, just to travel to other people's homes if they're welcomed, and not just compare the lifestyle of, like, oh gosh, we have so much in America, but just to gain a really basic understanding that there are 100 million ways to live a life and to experience joy. Mm-hmm. So I think that is a fundamental belief, and for me and my husband, and I think travel is, again, if you can, I really think it's the best way to pass that on to our kids.
Absolutely. The only reason when you initially were talking about going to Paris with Oliver and Eli that I was like, what? Was because they were so young. But the reality is, like, those kind of things, those moments of being on a plane together, of doing all of that, do imprint on in some way, I really believe, mm-hmm. even at a very early age. And I just think the more we can look around and expose our kids to different kinds of humanity, the more compassion they'll have for everyone, which mm-hmm. is essentially, you know, we want to raise kids who are compassionate and yep. not judgmental in any way.
Right. I am not looking for stamps on the passport. I'm not looking for, you know, the map of how many places you've visited. I'm definitely in it for that soul experience. I don't think it's a notch on the belt necessarily, but it's, you know, it's an imprint on the soul.
I mean, Leslie, you've obviously made this a priority for your family. How do you think it kind of directly affects your daily life?
I think it affects us every day in many different ways. I think that it makes it a lot easier to feel grateful for what you have. I think especially our trips to developing nations have been bold reminders and just taking nothing for granted. You know, the pothole in the alley that was bugging me, like, our infrastructure exists, and that's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the fact that, like, our grocery store was out of leeks earlier this week, and I was going to make potato leek soup, but, like, I get to go to a store and buy food and then cook it on my stove with an immersion blender. I mean, it just makes you realize, like, what we have. So the fact that, you know, our kids don't get Jordans or whatever, it really doesn't bother me to live with less than kind of the American culture might think I need, because I've seen, you know, kids playing with a ball that's actually made up of old plastic bags tied together. There's nothing in this modern Western place where we live that we really can't find something to be thankful for. So I think on a daily basis, it just enlightens the perspective a little bit. And then it leads to gratitude. I think that that's key. I think, you know, whether you're missing home while you're away, and that leads to sort of that, like, thankfulness of, gosh, I really do love our daily life, or just the fact that you live a comfortable life, like, that creates that feeling of gratitude.
And I think sometimes, and I talked about it before, but sometimes what bothers me just about when people go from traveling, specifically in developing countries, and then come home, it's like, we have so much to be grateful for. But the reality is, like, life is still hard in America. You know, you don't want to negate that either. I think it's just more about shifting. Oh, you know what? That was a hard day. That was just a really hard day. But I got to drink clean water out of the faucet. And so celebrating the little things that you know without the pity. I mean, we don't want to pity the, you know, developing countries either. But just recognizing your privilege and the beauty in living here too.
Right, exactly. And I think too, just the fact that, like, there's a lot of things we can take from developing nations and apply here, just in our relationships and the mm-hmm. things, you know. So whether or not, you know, we're in Ethiopia or in Spain, there's things can be taken home, or experiences and ideas and ways of life that are actually, they're doing it better than we might be here, you know, and we can analyze that and bring it back with us.
Right. Zach and I recently sat down to do our budget because, you know, we'll do it and then let it go for a while and then we have to rein it back in. I gotta ask, how do you afford this? Like, Paris, Ethiopia, Tanzania. How's this happening?
I know. I think that's a really great question. And I think it's another way that our love for travel and our commitment to traveling with kids very fundamentally affects us every single day. So honestly, we could be saving a lot more for our kids' college, but we've decided that we really value these experiences. And, you know, I don't know if that's the right thing to do or not, but that's where our priority has been. We could definitely live in a bigger house or have nicer furniture and things, but on the daily basis, we'd rather live smaller and thriftier and then look forward to our next trip. Honestly, there are a lot of points during the year where I take on extra work to supplement our travel budget because it really is a priority for us. So we're really pretty frugal in our day-to-day because we've got our eye on our next adventure. Mm-hmm. Another thing that Jake and I do to make travel more of a realistic possibility for us is that we use credit cards and frequent flyer miles. So we actually pay for everything with our rewards credit card, and then we pay it off at the end of each month. And honestly, I can tell you I've not paid for a single domestic flight in the last 3 years. So this helped tremendously. And like, it did take a lot of time and research to figure out how to make this work. But I have Jake to thank for kind of doing all of this strategizing and take advantage of these credit cards. I can link some of those kind of the ones that we found to be the most beneficial in the show notes.
Yeah. And I just need to put a like quick asterisk next to that and say that like, that's super, super tricky. If you guys don't have your budget figured out, if you're kind of overdrawing, this is not a thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it can, if you are not vigilant, it can really go south quickly. So
yeah, that's true. So that we are very vigilant.
Yes, you guys are. That's why I wanted to make that point. Yeah. Is that you guys are not the average listener, I would say. So, you know, just make sure that, be really like honest with yourselves and know whether that's something you guys can take on. Maybe you can't take it on now, but you know, you'll get your budgets together and have a good solid year where you're running in the black and everything's kosher, and then try it. Cool. But certainly I feel like we needed to say that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's true. We are, and again, I mean, it affects our daily life and that I do spend a lot of time budgeting and thinking about those things. And so good point. So let's talk more though about traveling on a budget, because I think that that's really important. And I think that you can do really cool things while not spending the entire college savings,
right?
Which, if my children are listening, sorry. Yeah. I don't know. So Tessie, this is something that you are masterful at. I know that as we prepare for our trip this summer to Ethiopia, you gave us a straight up spreadsheet of what you used for your family trip last fall. So I've seen that you can create a tight budget and that you can stick to it. So give us your top three tips.
I would say the first one is to research, research, research. Before we went to Ethiopia, my friends who'd been there, we'd obviously gone 2 times to get the boys, but that was under the umbrella of our agencies. And so they really had everything under control, right? They told us exactly how much it'd be in country. They took care of food, driving, translating, everything. So I really talked to many people who'd been there before. I got everything in writing in terms of talking to hotels or guest houses. Zach and I had many, and you can attest to this because I'd often text you, Ephraim, but many very real conversations about what we could actually afford and what we wanted to be able to afford. Mm-hmm. The research is really what helped because we knew exactly how much we needed. And we only went with that, you know. So towards the end, on the very last day, we purposefully kept the shopping to that day just in case we didn't have, you know, something went over budget during the week we were there. And it's true. We were able to buy a lot of coffee, which was our priority, and not a lot else because some things had happened, like me getting sick, that ended up costing more than we assumed it would, or just that we're not in the budget. So, you know, researching is vital to all of these. And you said you guys often stay in Airbnbs. And that's great. Like, you know exactly how much you're going to pay. You've probably prepaid it.
Mm-hmm.
And that all helps with the budget as well.
Right. And you guys knew what you could afford for flights, mm-hmm. for plane tickets, and you waited until you found that deal. So yeah. I know you were saving and you were thinking about this and you were preparing without really a date in mind, because right. the budget was going to determine some of those details of when you would go, and you ended up getting great flights. That was fantastic.
Well, and that's such a great point too, especially if you're talking international travel or really anytime you're flying, to have your dates open is essential, because we were just like, you know, we'll take our kids out of school for 9 days if it means that we're not paying almost $2,000 a plane ticket when there's seven of us, you know?
Right.
And so we were able to, because it was November and not many people are traveling at the time because of school and all of that, we were able to get them for over half off of what we had paid in the past to go there, mm-hmm. a ticket, which is huge. So definitely be flexible in your schedule if you have that ability.
Yes.
I would also say take out cash and use that. When you rely on your debit card or your credit card, it's way too easy when your kids want to buy souvenirs because they just had the best time of their life. You want to like mark that occasion, and then you get home and 2 days later, like you can't find the souvenir and it's never used. But when you have cash and you know how much you have to spend, you're a lot more, you get that perspective immediately.
Right.
Most of our family trips are actually camping trips. We like camping. We'll hide cash in various places so that if someone were to steal, they would get not a lot and not our entire budget for the week. I would say that's a big one too. And along those same lines, packing food, especially if you stay at an Airbnb or something like that with a kitchen, this is the best way to save money. Going yes. out to eat all the time is insanely expensive.
Yes.
And it's not possible for a family of our size on our incomes. So we pack our food everywhere we go. If we're going on a longer camping trip, then we will wait to buy stuff at a grocery store there to have so that it's not kind of sitting in the coolers for a long time. But either way, using your own food is huge. That's the number one way to save money on a family trip.
And it's part of the fun. Yeah. I love grocery stores in other places.
Yes.
I mean, it's surprising, you know, what a different chain of grocery stores looks like in a different state, let alone a different country. So I think that's part of the fun, too. And that is a great piece of advice, is just keep your food expenses down. We buy our own breakfast to have back wherever we are staying, and then have kind of that 3 or 4 o'clock midday meal if we're going to go out, and you know, we're just like, this is dinner, so yeah. eat your fill kind
exactly.
of thing.
Right.
So we have creative listeners. I take a trip, go someplace with your kids, enjoy your kids, enjoy the summer. And, you know, there's lots of ways to make it possible on most budgets.
Right. I joke that I don't like taking my kids places, but the reality is it is so fun. And if you're intimidated by the idea of a road trip specifically, I get it. You know, I mean, that's like a lot of people in one tiny space for a lot of hours. But actually, some of our favorite memories are in the car. And Leslie, you know me, I have no qualms about packing up all 5 of my children and taking off for parts known or unknown. And it ends up being really fun. So don't be intimidated. Just try it.
Yeah, give it a shot. So, Mama Bears, we dare you to adventure this summer. Consider the word adventure a verb and spread your wings. There is nothing like travel to broaden your perspective, to slam your priorities into place, and make you grow fonder of the place and the people that you call home. Dare to live out of a suitcase for a bit. Shrug off your daily responsibilities, responsibly, of course, and live a life of bold moves and great escapes. And if it's not financially possible to get to your destination by the end of this August, well, then put a plan into place and get there next year or in 2 years. Or in 5 years. Part of the fun of a trip is in the planning and the dreaming that comes before you actually take a step toward your destination. Or simply live with the notion of movement and flexibility and plan a staycation that embodies the same spirit of time away. The world is big and beautiful, Mama Bears, and it's a true gift for us to explore. Mm-hmm. In the words of the great wanderer Jack Kerouac, live, travel, adventure, bless, and don't be sorry.
We don't feel guilty about that.
That's right. Add it to the list.
Thank you so much, Mama Bears, for coming with us again on this Mama Bear Mini. Please join the conversation on our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and let us know, what vacations are you taking this summer? We will definitely live vicariously through you. We want to hear it. So leave us a note there. And once again, please make sure you leave a rate and a review on iTunes. Until then, we will see you next Monday with another incredible woman.
That you've never heard of.
That's
right. Probably never heard of her.
Have a great week. Awesome.
Bon voyage.
A tutelé. We'll be right back.